You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Vishus, my Reinu v'Rabbeinu k'vay d'Rav Shlita. It's a big schus to be able to give a share in the presence of the Rav. We'd like to Vishus to say a few words. We're being joined live from my from Lakewood, from my parents. I want to say hello. Hi, Manta. And this is an inyan where the truth is it's something which people just make arrangements to go away for Shabbos on Shabbos Chanukah or really other times during Chanukah, and we're going to see that it's not that simple. So let's jump into it. The first thing you have to know is in our first page on the Maor Mekaymis, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayev Bener Chanukah. It says, Achsanoi is Chayev Bener Chanukah. What's an Achsanoi? An Achsanoi is somebody who's a guest. Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira said, Meresh Ki Avina Bei Rav, I underlined Achsanoi, that's the Gemara, Meresh Ki Avina Bei Rav, when I was in Yeshiva, Mishtatafne Vepriti Bahadi Ushbiza. Right, we know that in the times of the Gemara, and even times later on in Europe, in the Yeshivas, so they had a system of people sleeping by other people, eating by other people. So he said, what did I do when I was Yeshiva Bacher? Mishtatafna v'priti v'hadi ushbiza. I was mishtatif with a pruta with my balabas, where I stayed. Basar dinasivi, after I got married, basar dinasivi itza, after I got married, amina, I said, hashta v'adai lo tzarichna, v'kamadliki alai b'goy besi. Now I for sure do not have to be mitzarev, because my wife in the house is lighting for me. So, at first glance, if we look at the Gemara, so you might want to ask yourself, what is the chiyuv of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? On who is the chiyuv of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? Where is the chiyuv of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? So, Balabatish, when you look at it, you see Achsanoi Chayiv Ner Chanukah. A person who's an Achsanoi, a person who's a guest, He has a chiyuv on himself as a gavra b'ner Chanukah. It's a chiyuv gavra. It's a chiyuv which is mutl on the person that he has to go wherever he is and he has to light. But if you look at the end of Gemara is very interesting. Gemara says, but once I got married and I was somewhere else, so I don't have to light b'ushbiza. I don't have to light where I was. Why? Because madliki alai b'goy besi. So which one is it? Is it a chiyuv on you? Are you a chiyuv in Achsanoi, I have to light on my own, or is it a chiyuv in my house? What is the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah? So right away, this Gemara of Achsanoi throws us for a loop. The truth is, and I didn't bring this, I don't know if it's here, maybe it's on the previous Amud, I didn't bring it, I didn't copy it, right? What does the Gemara say? Tana Baran, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, ish ubeisai. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is ish ubeisai. So even in the Lashon of the Gemara, where the Gemara introduces us in Shabbos, to what the chiv of Neiris Chanukah is, so that already is a little bit of a stira mine obey. It's ish ubeisai, ish and his bias, right? Of course, we know beisai means his mishpacha, or beisai means his family, but beisai also means the house. So again, is it ish? Is it beisai? Is it beisai? Is it ish? Which one is it? If you look at the next sheet, you'll see the mechaber on Tafri Shayin Zayin, the mishabrua. So the Mechaber says the following, Achsanoi she'em alikin ala b'beisai, and Achsanoi, they do not light for him b'beisai, tzarech loseis pruta l'bal abayis, l'shtatev mimoi b'shem v'shem neo Chanukah. He has to give a pruta to the bal abayis, v'im yesh lai pesach pasuach, la'atzmoi, tzarech lahadlik b'pischoi. And if he has a pesach pasuach la'atzmoi, even if he's b'achsanoi, in other words, you have a guy, he went away for Chanukah, for whatever reason. He's on business, right? We have someone here that travels for business, right? Just looking around, we have an Achsanoi. So, it's not so simple if you're really an Achsanoi because you live there too. But we'll get into that maybe. But what does he do? He has to be mishtatif with the Baal Bayis. Now, says the Gemara, says the Mechaber, what happens if he has his own Pesach? What happens if he has his own entrance? So, afal pisha oisei bayis enemy yuchad el lashina, v'hu oichal al shulchan ba'al bayis, v'hu adin leben oichal etzel aviv. Okay? So now, what happens? You have a guy, he's an achsanoi. Says the Mechaber, Samidina de Gemara, person who's an Achsanoi, has to be Mishtatev with the Balabas. What happens if he has his own opening? If he has his
own opening in the house of the...
Let's say where he's staying, which is he's staying in his own house. So let's say he has an opening. Let's say he has a Pesach, a Pesach L'Shus HaRabim. Says the Mechaber, he has the light.
He's a guest.
And he's staying... Look, Mechaber. Rabbi says Mechaber. Let's look at the Mechaber.
And the guy gives him a room where he
can
have his own entrance.
No. It says, Afa Pisha V'Oysa Bayis Right? Let's write. Pesach La'atzmai. He has a. In other words, he has his own apartment. Not Lavdafka his own house, but he has his own entranceway. Tzarech lahadlu pepischai. Al vish oisav ayisem yichal el lashina. Even though he's only sleeping there. He's a guest, and he has. Look at the machaber, everybody. Look inside. Right? He says machkimos. He's staying somewhere, and he has his own separate entrance. He has a. Let's say he's staying in the basement, wherever it is. So he has the light over there, even though he's an achsanon. Okay? Clear. So now...
Because he cannot be mishtatev priti.
Even if he's mishtatev priti, it's not going to help him. Now, why is that? Why is it that if he has his own separate entrance, being mishtatev with the balabas is not going to be enough? In fact, like Rav Dustin says, he doesn't even have to be mishtatev with the balabas. It's not going to help him. Because we have a different problem. The Gemara tells us what's the problem. The Gemara tells us, Mipnei HaChashad. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that if you have a person that has two, it's on the bottom of the oven over here, I believe. I don't know if I copied it. Yes. If you look towards the bottom of the oven of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, you'll see about six lines from where they're wide, after they're wide. Amar Rav Huna, Chatzar Sheyesh La Beis Psachim. A chatzar that has two openings, tzricha shtei neiris. It has to have two neiris. V'amar Rava le'amar ela b'shtei ruchas avol miruach achas le'tzarach. In one direction, you don't need my time. You have chashad shara demand. So the Gemara goes through the idea of chashad. What's the idea of chashad? The idea of chashad is the following. The idea of chashad is that if I have an opening, if I have a door that's open to the Rishus Rabbim, that people go back and forth and they don't see in there, we're worried that they're going to think that there's somebody living there and they didn't light. Why isn't he lighting? He's a shagetz. Says the Gemara, even if you're lighting on one side, you have to light on the other side. Why? Because the one who's here doesn't see what's going on over there, east, and the one who's in west doesn't see what's going on in east. So in order to take away from chashad, he has to light in both places. So we have another wrinkle. We have what? One second, we'll get to it. So, but we have another wrinkle. So number one, we have a Gemara that tells us, achsanoi chai, right? That's a chiyuv on him. We have another, the Gemara tells us at the end, that the achsanoi, when he was married, he doesn't have to light anymore by his house. He doesn't have to light anymore by his ushpizin, because in his house they're lighting. Now we have a third Gemara that's telling us that what? That have another asiba of hadlaka. What's that asiba of hadlaka? Something called chashad. If you look weiter, on page 3, so the Mechaber continues. And this is where it gets interesting. So now, where the Ramah gives us a little bit of light. Pardon the pun. The Ramah says that a person, the Mechaber said that a person who's an achsinai that has his own entrance, he has the light. Comes again, the Ramah says, no, that's only Bizmana Gemara. That's only Medina de Gemara. Why? Because in the times of the Gemara, where did they light? They lit outside. So the Ramah is shedding light, again, pardon the pun, on what the Mechaber was talking about. Because even though the Mechaber told us that Achsanoi is Mishtatif B'ner Chanukah B'priti, however, says the Ramah, that's with the caveat, and he has the light if he has his own entrance. Says the Ramah, no, that's only Mizmana Gemara, when we were lighting outside. Mizmana Zeh, that we're lighting inside. So there's no problem of Chashad. So therefore, the fact that he was being Mishtatif with the Balabas, that's okay. Says the Ramah, how's he mishtatav with the balbas? Where is he mishtatav with the balbas? B'makom she'oichel. Because usually what happens is that when a person is an achsanai, a person's a guest by someone else, so what does he do? Even if he has his own place to sleep, he doesn't make his own food. He eats with the person that he's staying by. Okay? Are we clear? Am I losing anybody? This is murkav, and you have to halt cup because there's a lot of nafkaminis to Allah.
So you're saying the Ramah is saying that the reason, till now we held the reason why achsanai had to light.
For his own Pesach.
Only because of Chad?
Only because of Chad.
That was the reason.
That's the reason.
You're saying there's no reason of Chad. That's it. Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay.
So what do we see from this Ramah? The Ramah is Megalatos, that Bizman Hazeh, especially in the United States, where we light inside, we're not Mechuyiv, Mishum Achshad, to light where we have a Pesach HaPasuch Lerosh HaSarabim, where Pesach HaPasuch Lerosh HaSarabim. It's very interesting to note, and hopefully we'll come back to this, that we see that, again, as I started off at the beginning of this year, that there's different factors at play on what's the chiyuv of hadlaka. If the chiyuv of hadlaka is on me, the chiyuv of hadlaka is on my bias, and if the chiyuv, whatever the chiyuv of hadlaka is, what's being garim the chiyuv of hadlaka and where to light? Is being garim chashad, or is it being garim where I live, or, like we just saw, is it being garim where I eat? Okay, I'm getting confused stairs over here.
No. So you're saying, right? But you're saying a condition. The reason why the guy downstairs doesn't have to light on his own because there's no shad. Also, because he eats with the balamot.
So where's
he would not eat with the balamot?
So now here's the question, Rabbi Aaron, very good. So now here's the question: where does he light? Where does he light?
He doesn't.
Or where is he mechuyev to be a part of?
He's the guy.
Says the Ramah, b'makom she'oichel. Okay. So now. What happens in a case where you have a guy who, let's say, and the Achrayim talk about this, so hopefully we get into this later. I keep on saying hopefully because it's a lot here to talk about. Let's say you have somebody that, and Mechaber talks about it, he has a place where he sleeps, and he has a place where he's going to eat. In other words, let's say someone invites you for a meal. So says the Mechaber, Avada, where do you light? You light where you sleep. In other words, let's say you get invited to Mishpacha for a Hanukkah party. So you live in Queens. You get invited to a Hanukkah party in Brooklyn. And you're having supper there. So what do? So that's the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that the halacha is that you light where your bias is. Even though we just got through saying that the Ramah says that Yalik b'makom she'oichel, but Yalik b'makom she'oichel is a tenai in Achsanoi. Achsanoi lights, the guest lights where he's eating. Not where he is sleeping. Okay. Let's look at the Bir Halacha.
So what's the problem? You're just passing. Second. You're going to Brooklyn.
So just passing.
You sleep by one person.
No. You're sleeping at home. You're sleeping at home. Sunday night of Hanukkah. Again, you have a Hanukkah party on a weeknight during Hanukkah. Okay, we're good? We're clear. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. B'makom she'oichel, the makom achilasa ikar. B'davka li'in achsanai hanal, she'in beisai etzloi. That's talking about an achsanai where his house is not by him. Oy le'in ben ha'samach ha'shulchan aviv. Aval mishasai etzel chaveiro ba'akroi. Right? Mishnah Berurah brings. Somebody that is eating by his friend. V'yesh le'bayis ba'oisai ir. And he has a house in that city. Now, that city can mean it can mean Brooklyn to Queens, Queens to Lakewood, Lakewood to Muncie, right? Why? Tarach lele basically lahadik sham, ner Hanukkah. Why? In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about in the old days where it was hard to go from one city to the other. Today, we move.
You're not
an Achsanoi, right? And it's only Ba'akroi. Since it's only Ba'akroi, so therefore, in a right to losses, now, the main right to losses, me makam shesayid, yitzavel ish te shetalik ole ba'basay. Let's say a guy gets invited to his friend, he gets invited to a restaurant in the city. And, he's mamash eating, kasuda shleim b'shaitai. He doesn't want to get up to go home. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what should he do? He can't go and light by his friend who's feeding him. What should he do? He should call his wife and he let his wife light for him. Reminiscent of what the Gemara tells us that Reb Zeira told his wife to do when he was by Yeshiva. Okay. Stick with this. We'll get to the fun part.
So
so far, for most of the people here, it's not negay because we're talking about there's a family at home. So wherever they are, they're going to be doing that, correct? Is that what we're saying now? Because this whole thing that you're talking about is that Hanoi, who's a single guy, right?
Ah!
So that's what you're saying, right? That's what you said.
He's a single guy.
Okay. No, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
Because here, the person's going to be home by this bus, you know, that the life should go to dinner.
Hagam that the mechaber that's brought down later on that a person we just saw mitzvah yosef b'shluchai and it's brought down also later on that the, and it's brought down that if you'll excuse me for forgetting who says what because there's so much information here but it's brought down that tavei me'ira a curse should come to somebody that has his wife light for him why because mitzvah yosef b'shluchai a person's supposed to light on his own I could just tell you that Meir v'Rabbi or Tzikos Shaleski Shlita. As long as I know him and probably before, he's been traveling on Hanukkah to collect. That's the time where he goes to collect in Chutz La'aretz. And I remember him telling me clear that his wife, Alei Hashalom, used to lie for him at home. That since he was on the run in Chutz La'aretz, so he didn't really have a kfiyus. He was always on planes traveling from here to there. So his wife would lie for him, and he was there to that way, just like Reb Zeira. Okay, here is where it gets interesting. Let's look at the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, and then we're going to turn the page to the Pri Chodesh. B'makom she'oichel, ayin mishnebura mashakasav, the mishasayid etzel chaveri ba'akroi, somebody that's, v'chulei. V'davka b'oifin zeh, avalam ho'ylechu, v'chol anshe b'yisai lebeis aviv oichamiv b'kvius. Let's say he goes to his father or his shver b'kvius, and we're talking about somebody who's married, al ches yemei Chanukah, dabar baruhu, shekivin she'soyid v'yashin shom kol yemei Chanukah, even though we're talking about a person, he goes to his shver. Even though he might be going home during the day to nibble for something to eat, he lights by his father or shver. Right? Since there's nobody in the house, who is he lighting for? So now, when the Pri Chodesh says this, what does he mean? Lemi yadlik. What's that? He's lighting for Pesum and Issa. So therefore what? So Lemi Yadlik. So who should he light for? His bias move. So I say, what's the Pri Chodesh saying? Lemi Yadlik. What does he mean? So why does he have to say Lemi Yadlik? Let him just say, Lemi Yadlik mean? So Rav Darzi and Shvus Yitzchak, which is the sefer that I tried to get a hold of from Eretz Yisrael, actually, ironically, I couldn't find it in Brooklyn. And then I was by Mincha in Gift World a couple days ago, and I found it. Right? So the good things are always close to home. I found the sefer. I didn't tell you that. I'm looking up. I see he has his whole setup. So Shvus Yitzchak is Rav Yitzchak Darzi. So maybe we'll try to get to it at the end. He's Badasar V'Yashiv. He has all the psakim. So Yitzchak Darzi says, what does Lemi Yadlik mean? So he wants to be medayik from here very clearly, and this is the steepest lashon. We'll see later on in the Pri Chodesh. Lemi yadlik means we're talking about somebody that lights by the Petach Habayis. So lemi yadlik, who's he lighting for? What do you mean who's he lighting for? He should light mipnei hachashad. The lashon of the Pri Chodesh is very meduyik. What does he mean lemi yadlik? Lemi yadlik. Who's he lighting for? It's a flippant type of, if you'll excuse me, some way of referring to it. Ain't it tzarech lahadlik? Lemi yadlik. Because the Pri Chodesh is bavarning the following kasha. Hagam, that he's going away from his father's house, and he's going away from his house, but maybe he has an achrayis to light the Beisoy. Why? Mipnei Hachashad. Says the Pri Chodesh, no. Lemi Adlik. What does he have to light for? What do you mean, what does he have to light for? So the Paiskim say that it means like this. What's the idea of Mipnei Hachashad? What's the Gemara says of Mipnei Hachashad? You have to light Mipnei Hachashad. Why? What's Mipnei Hachashad? Not only that, you see something by Neris Hanukkah, you come out, don't see anywhere else. One second. So here's the pshat. What does it mean, Lemi Yadlik? The pshat's like this. Chazal or Misakin, that Mideris Hanukkah, when a person is home, and there's activity in the house, then you have to make sure that you light B'chol Haruchais, where all the places where people can go by. Why? Mipnei Hachashad. What happens if the whole family goes away for 2 weeks? Do I have to send somebody else to go and light? Maybe I have to go and send somebody else to go and light? Mipnei Hachashad. So the takana of Hachashad was that no, where there's activity in the house, right? And people are thinking that you're there, you have to light. Let them think, why can't they be Malamat Chos? And they say you're lighting on the other side. So says the Pais can say, when it comes to Chanukah, there's no limit chus. Very interesting. Very interesting to hear. When it comes to Chanukah, Chazal were the words that Medina the Gemara, the Chazal were worried, that the Rabbanu were worried, Medina the Gemara, that there's Taka Chashad, there's a real, real issue of Chashad, and you have to go actively and take it out of people's minds that you're not lighting.
What happened? Until now you said Chashad doesn't apply anymore. Now we're using Chashad for
Look at the Prechadosh. Again, look at the Prechadosh. The Prechadosh is taught. That's the dig. The dig in the Prechadosh is that he's talking about when they lit outside. So therefore, the Prechadosh has to say, Lemi Yadlik.
Oh, the Prechadosh was talking about when they were
lighting outside. Okay. Now, if you look weiter in the Prechadosh, if you turn the page, right, where we have the actual Prechadosh, it says, Nishalti, al ben sheyesh lebayis miuchedes, v'halachu v'chol b'nei b'esai v'chulei. And then he switches. Over here. The Kolshke no Idna, if you look in the middle, Shaheker Libne Habayis, Shekimish Yashayim B'nei Habayis Sham Yadlikov, Lodami Lechatzer Shiesh Lebeis Psachim, Shesarech Lehad Lebeis Psachim. If you look in the Hemshech of the Prechadosh, he bavarns this. Prechadosh says that Bizman Hazeh, where there isn't an issue of base psach, and we don't light outside anymore. Okay. So all this is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Now, here's where it gets fun. The whole shaila that I have about going away for Shabbos is bichlal merapsenigra. It's not merapsenigra, but it's a very interesting shaila. The Mishaburu says in Hilchos Megillah, and I was told this. I tried to get a merakim, I couldn't find it. But this is what I was told. Excuse my amaratim. The Mishaburu says that when it comes to ben krach and ben ir and mukafim and krachim, all these. So the Mishaburu says, don't be simech on me. Why? Because these halachas are very complicated. For those of you who may have learned in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Eretz Yisrael, the halachas of going to Bnei Brak and coming and going and sleeping and driving and collecting. I remember when we were Bachar, we went collecting in Bnei Brak and we had to come home before we went to sleep, because if we would have slept in Bnei Brak, we would have been mechuyev to hear Megillah, Sai at night, Sai during the dates. So Mishaburu says these halachas are very complicated. When it comes to Neiris Hanukkah, the only real makar that we have to the idea of traveling on Hanukkah is and trying to understand going away for Shabbos going away, is from this Prechadosh. Comes along Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says that when a person when and he's Mechadosh, and I'll read it to you from the Fnidei Chanukah, right? Das Rabbeinu Shlita Shahamisarech b'Shabbos Chanukah michutz lebeisai. Somebody that's going for Shabbos Chanukah outside of his house ain't a chayv lahadlik b'mokim shemisarech sham. Zok Rav Yashiv. That somebody that travels for Shabbos Chanukah, he is not mechuyev to light where he's going. El lehepich, nisher olav achiv lahadlik bebeisoy. Somebody is going away for Shabbos, and he's going to his parents or to his in-laws. Nisher olav achiv lahadlik bebeisoy. What? Hold on. Vitzarach sheyim nesheyach sheyadlik olav bebeisoy. What's his makar devarav? The Prechadosh. Why? Because the Prechadosh says 8 days. Prechadosh says, if you look at the lashon of the Prechadosh again, the Prechadosh says call chesim Chanukah. He went away all 8 days of Chanukah. So someone that doesn't go away all 8 days of Chanukah,
like you said before.
Someone that's not going away all 8 days Chanukah, right? Zakt Rav Yashiv. It blight the chad. And not only that, Makum Kviusai is Beisai. Since Makum Kviusai is Beisai, not the Gavra, the Chetza, where he is, where he's from. The Kvius is what's Kaveh. The
can't go away.
So
he can. So
Zakt Rav Yashiv,
if they live in a different city in Eretz Yisrael.
So the story goes that the first. So Rabbi said the story goes.
Can you light 3 o'clock and then go away?
Oh, also a good child. So Rav Aaron just asked a question. I want to burn this quickly. Rav Aaron asked, can he light? One second, Rabbi said, hold on. Rav Aaron asked a good question.
Back,
hold on. Rav Aaron asked a good question. I want to answer. The Rambam says, what if he leaves at 3 o'clock? What's your kasha? He's leaving after?
He's leaving during that Zman before Shkir.
So he's leaving after?
He's leaving at block.
Block. We know the B'dievin Yikolai is block. So that I saw that there's a range of the Paiskim. Some say, no, that the Ikr Mokim Zman Adlaka is Shkir. Or right before Shkir, before Shabbos. So therefore, you can't, no, therefore, no. Therefore, the fact that you're lighting by plag, that where you are by plag is not machayiv when you have to light. Because the ikr's mod, okay, but that's a double, that's a... What? What are you talking about? I showed you that chashad is
one of the
sibas. Chashad is a legitimate siba.
No, it's a legitimate siba, but it's not an internal chiyuv. Maybe be
makel
by lighting by
you don't see what? No, that's not true. You don't see that it's any different. You don't fakir. I'm showing you chashad is a legitimate concern, and like I said earlier, the paiskim say we're not being malamitz chusir. We're not going and telling everybody no, he was really there. Yeah, right? The Gemara could have said, why did the Gemara say that he's on the other side? No, Chazal wanted that, and the reason is very simple. Why is there an issue of chashad by Neris Chanukah? And this is clear if you go through the sugya, right? You see that the reason we're worried about chashad is because really the ikur takana of adlakas ner chanukah is what kedei lefarsam asanes. Not only kedei lefarsam asanes, but kedei lefarsam asanes by you. What's the raya? The raya is the gemara says in paskei halacha haraya ner chanukah tzarich levarach. If you're walking in the street, you're mechuyev to say birchas chanukah. You have to say a bracha ner chanukah. This is the das of Eliyashiv. Okay. Now, where does Eliyashiv get this from? What? What do you mean there's no activity? No, Friday night, people were walking by.
He was home Friday.
So, but Rabbi Yashiv held, but that's
the,
not...
The, you have to be away for the
guy. You have to be away for the guy the whole time.
Why?
Because if people... Suck Rabbi Yashiv. Because if people see... Very good, Ezri. And you'll get to the next prat. That if people see that you were there during Hanukkah, so the fact that you went away for Shabbos is Lemayel of Lemayel, because there was activity in the house. So v'kan sipurei gedolim. Rebel Yashiv, one second, this is important. Rebel Yashiv, we know, is Edim is Reb Chaim, right? In the first year, when Reb Chaim got married, so the story goes like this, that Reb Chaim, I think the Chazon Ish was still alive, that Reb Chaim was a nephew of the Chazon Ish, asked the Chazon Ish what he should do, and the Chazon Ish told him he should lie in Yerushalayim when he goes to Shver. The story goes that he got into the bus. It must have taken him a very long time. He shows up in Yerushalayim. His shver picks up his head from the Gemara and says, "Gate tzedek ahein, light it home." Right? Why? Because of this. Because of Yashiv held that like this prichadash that's called chasim mechanika.
Couldn't tell him
right? Before. I guess they didn't have cell phones in those days.
Very good.
What's that?
So, what's the lashon of Yashiv when he says we should light? That means he says light it home.
I'm reading from the Pinei Chanukah.
What did he say? You should light it home.
I don't know what the lashon of Yashiv. Nisher olav achiyuv. Nisher olav achiyuv. Lahadlik bebeisay. Now, interestingly enough. Oh, so about it. V'tzarech sheyiv nashliach sheyadlik olav bebeisay.
That's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to do it.
Right. So why do I have to have someone to go home?
But here's
pick up the phone and tell somebody you said the Nisher.
The phone? What's the phone?
This is a tafshin and dalid. This Arab Chanukah tafshin and dalid. I don't know. That was what he told him. I don't know. He managed it. What? This is Panine Chanukah, it's Arab Chanukah. This is safer. This was hard to find. I found it, but I got it. Now, the Makar Dvarav is the Prichadash. Now, so what do we do with this Prichadash that he says, Kol Chetzimei Chanukah? Because as far as I know, I'm sure if someone will ask the Rav, I think and most Paiskim today, Rav Yashiv is
hold on.
This is
Dachin
Eric Patrol. One
second, what's
the Rav
say? I tell him not to go away.
So someone told me a story in shul.
Did everybody hear that? Can you repeat that?
The Rav tells me. So I'll be mistaken with a sefer from the Debrett Zina Rav. The Rav said people shouldn't go away. He never went away Shabbos Chanukah. I agree. Someone in the shul told me that he when he was a young chassid, he was just married. He called up the Debrett Zina Rav, and he asked the Debrett Zina where should he light. He's going away for Shabbos Chanukah to a hotel. So I forgot the lashon of the Debrettina Rav, but he said the shaila is nishkan yiddish shaila. Val shtay ner ish ibaisoi. That blavin and shtiv, right? So it's the guy goes to the hotel, right? Ner ish ibaisoi. He has to stay home. Okay, so that's a real yashin. And Rabbi Yashiv is very much in the minority over here. If you look around the Pesukim, you'll see. However, he's not so much in the minority, because we have someone who is not far from Queens, not far from New York, who paskins very similar to Rabbi Yashiv. And they came out with the Sefer Kovetz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita. I didn't go to speak to him. Actually, I saw him by Chassan a couple of nights ago. I couldn't get to him. I wanted to ask him about this. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm trying to get him for Shabbos. The committee is working on getting him for Shabbos. So Shmuel says like this, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Iker person, place where a person lights, is his house. This is from, I think it's in Gemara of Kleinman, but I'm told that he works closely with Shmuel, and this is everything that's in here is the Heskim Shul of Shmuel. That Shmuel writes, similar to Rabbi Yashiv, that a person, even if he goes away for a few days, nishir olav achiyav lahadlik beveisai. The kol shalai akar mi beisai bekvis. I'll call you mei achanaka mikri adayin beisai.
Even without the svar of chashad, he's saying
exactly
the ikur is ubeisai.
Correct.
Unless you wait for 7 days.
Correct.
Like a shliach sinner, like a debrit sinner.
So here's a kasha. Rabbi say everything's very nice. So now, one second. So now here's the question. But Rabbi said, you should be asking an obvious question now. I hope we laid the groundwork for this kasha. Sai according to Rabbi Yashiv. Sai according to Rabbi Shmuel. Again, no one really talks about this except for this pre-chadash. There is no other makar really in halacha for this. So now, the obvious question would be what we started off with. If this is true, exactly. If this is true,
Rabbi Shmuel's kasha.
On everybody it's a kasha. No, what's the Gemara of Achsenai? When do you ever have Achsenai? If I'm chuyif to have somebody lie for me at home, Achsenai, Achsenai, Chai Ben Erchanaka, when's Achsenai?
Single owner.
Oh, so he says, he asked him, V'heishim Moir Rabbi Shlita, the koi b'Achsenai, Shu Rochak mi Beisai, V'ene Yochal Limnai, Shliach Lahalik B'Shviloi. Right? Seder of Shmuel. What are we talking about? We're talking about that the guy, he's traveling to Hong Kong, and let's say he's a bacher, right? The Chashiv Ka'aynis! Listen, I know this is not a Taisvis. I know this is not a Ritzvah. And I didn't speak to the Rabbi Kleiner about this. Just reading what
this
it says.
Shmuel.
Shmuel Kamenetsky in the footnotes. The B'chi Agabat Tzach L'shtatif and Balabayis. I can't show it. So. Pshat is, but there's no one home. The Gemara's case of Achsenai is a very, very, very limited, small situation. There's no one there at home that could lie for him. Because if there was, then they would. Okay. So now Rabbi say,
we in America,
the odds are stacked against us.
But
look,
Aaron Shmuel. America don't have Shad, it's not a Shad.
No, but he's saying even,
right?
I would say, even without the score of Shad,
you still have the idea of basic.
Because Shmuel Yashiv was built on a Shad, is that correct?
It seems that Rabbi Yashiv is built on Achshad.
Shmuel working with Achshad, is that correct?
Seems, yes.
Good.
Seems that way.
Let's define that.
Now, so now the Shaila is, according to this, that the Prechadash said that he's going away.
And what happens if you go to your in-laws and you don't come?
By the way, the Prechadash, what?
You're an Inus.
If what? Well, I didn't say, what was the question? I didn't hear it.
If you don't go to your in-laws for Shabbos Chanukah.
Oh, very good. Very good. Serv Shmuel saves us. Serv Shmuel saves us. And this brings us to the next thing. Here's the Shaila. The Shaila is, number one, do we have another hour?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now the Shaila is like this. Where are you going? And feel free to leave. I know that, feel free to leave Rabbi Sai, but there's a lot here. I don't know best is yet to come, but now the Shaila is like this. We're talking about going away for Shabbos. So I said to Rav Aaron, I want to amend the title of the shiur because I want to write going away for Shabbos. Where are you going away for Shabbos too? Where are you going?
Why is that a difference?
Where are you going? I should explain? Okay. So Rav Shmuel says like this. Rav Shmuel writes, Let me just point out. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and many Paiskim, what do they do with this Prechadash? They say no. The Prechadash is lav dafka. What do you mean ches yamim? Ches yamim means because in those days people used to travel. They traveled for a long time, which is a little bit hard to understand the pichadosh, because if you look at, in other words, they didn't travel like we have cars today. We're just able to go from one city to the next. In those days, when they traveled, they left. Problem is the pichadosh. If you look at pichadosh says even if he's oichel bebeisai beakroy, right? He's even. Now, so he's close by. Reb Shlomo is Zalman, and most Paiskim say, and the Nitha Gavriel says the same thing, again, because of a lack of he says like this, Mikamakim Gamliyam Echa Dina Hachi, Shakala Hailech La'isa Laila Yachal Hadik Sham, Shanikra Sham Besen. Reb Shlomo is Zalman says the same thing. What are we Saimach on when we go away for Shabbos Chanukah? We're Saimach on the fact that even though the only really Makar we have up here is the Pichadosh, but still, the Pichadosh was Labdafka. He didn't mean 8 days. He meant even one day. He meant even one or two days. As long as you're leaving your house, it's not a problem. Rav Shmuel says something interesting. Where are you going? So Rav Shmuel says, let's say you have a younger man. He's not a younger man anymore. He has a family. He goes to his father, or his shver. So says Rav Shmuel, ben nosui shesarech v'veis abe v'oichol v'yashin sham, kivin shebe'yoyse sham hu nechshav etzlam ke'echav m'vnei habayis mamish. When you go to your father's house or your shver's house, you're like one of the family. You're from the Bnei Abayis. So comes along, Shmuel says, in other words, even though Shmuel himself said that a person who's going away, Beisai, is his house, is his kvias, unless he goes away for the whole Yom Tov. Agav, and I neglected to point that out there, but I heard a lashon, a shprach from B'Shem Rol Yashav, I think it's in the Panini Chanukah, that if he's there, if he goes away for more than a few days, for four days, so then it's a Beisai. Once it's 5 days, so then already he's oiker his kvias. The majority of the days. I don't know where he gets that from, because Marshach, if you hold it's ches yamim, then fine. If it's not ches yamim, then it's only one.
This
is Gidru.
Oh, it's there.
It's all there.
But the story, you become part of the bias of your father or your shver, especially if you're being supported by your shver. A younger man that's being supported by
So what about someone, right? What about most of us, I believe, we're not being supported by our shver as a parent anymore,
raise
right?
Your hand if you're still being supported by your shver.
So... Right. So most of us, Baruch Hashem, right? We're Baruch Hashem. So what? We're going to our parents. Says Rabbi Yosef, no, because when you're going home. Home is home. I remember I once spoke to Chashav Yidin Eretz Yisrael from Cleveland, and he said to me, "Yeah, I'm going home to visit my parents." So I said, "Home? You live in Eretz Yisrael? No, home is where I grew up. Home is in my parents' house. Home is where my folks are. That's home." Right? When we go home, that's our home.
Aloni has been saying he's going home for the past few weeks.
Huh? Yeah.
So let's say
I'm Sparty. Right. So, you're according to that Sparty, right. You should be lighting. Why?
Not be
lighting. Not be lighting.
That's the situation.
Right, but even without this, by the Sfardi would be a good child. What do they do? So let's say you don't hold it as far, and you have a Sfardi who's going to his father. Maybe he would have to have somebody light for him. I don't know. Good question. So that's it. So where are you going now? Here's the next Shiloh, Rabbi Say. Okay, good. So let's say you're not going to your shver, or you're not going to your father. So Rav Yashav, according to this far of Shmuel, the Shmuel holds that if you're not going, you're not echem mineabai. He says, light it home. If you're going to a hotel, that's a problem. It might be a problem. What's that? We'll get to that in a second. Now. Here's the next shot. So if you're going away to someone, let's say you're going to your brother-in-law, I would think also if you're going to your brother-in-law, right, all jokes aside, right, Reb David Berglatz, or your mother-in-law, right, all jokes aside, I would think if you're going to Mishpacha, which most of us probably do Shabbos Hanukkah, I think, right, Reuven, if we do go away, we go to Mishpacha, it's Echem Mnei Abayis, because why are we going there? We're only going there because we feel bakvemt, and we're invited, and we want to be with family, we want to be together. So, Libi Oimerli, and this is my Daf Balabatim, accept it or not, that L'chayr Shmuel would agree to such a thing. Now, here's the next shiloh you have to ask yourself. What do you do if you're sleeping by, if your parent, you come to your parents, and you're eating by them, but you're not sleeping by them, which is very mutzli, right? Let's say you can go to, right, Baruch Hashem, I have a mishpacha in Lakewood. You sleep by one, you eat by the other. So where do you light? So you might say to me, well, where your kviyas is? Well, where's that kviyas? We just saw different stadim, either eating or sleeping, right? Maybe I have to go back, maybe I have to light at home, because I'll be here the whole Yom Tov, according to Shmuel, right? So where do we do it? Not only that, we just read, right? So the chayyur, the teretz would be the following. That if you're sleeping somewhere else, you're only eating ba'akroi by your parents or by your brother-in-law or by your sister-in-law. So the chayyur, the chiyuv would be where you're sleeping, right? Why do you say that? What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, let's say you're going to your friend. We just read this, right? Let's say you're going to your friend, and some of the poets can even say that Taz says he has taivas achilah. Right? And he wants to stay by his friend. So what does he do? He tells his wife to lie for him. So the chayra, the chiyuv is where you're sleeping. Not where you're eating.
No, that was what though. That was the house.
But your house is where you're sleeping. You're going away for Shabbos, that's where you're sleeping.
I don't know if that's a jump.
Why is that a jump? That's where you're staying.
Your body is where you really live. Just because you sleep one night at a person's home,
Some situations you can't stay where you're eating. The only way you can come is if you're sleeping there. Oh, very good. So the eitzah that they give the paiskim is that eat a little bit of mezaitis where you're sleeping, and that might take care of it. But it's not pasha. It's not pasha. Now, what about matzah Shabbos?
Therefore,
but what do you do now with the Taz? Actually, the Taz, I just read a moment ago, that it said somebody's Eichel Bakroi, right? Somebody's Eichel Bakroi in one place, but he's sleeping somewhere else. He doesn't like where he's Eichel Bakroi. When you go away to your father, you shmer.
Who said that?
Mishabur said it. Mishabur says, thank you, right? When the Eichel Bakroi, show it to him, please.
Your
base, right? I said, shame the Taz. That was a Taz. We didn't get to this.
Because you're sleeping somewhere else, I see. That's a one-nighter. Okay.
What are we doing?
And he has a house in that city. He's a certainly
of the Vesar. I'll be here, Shabbos. Okay. What about matzah Shabbos? Yeah. Right. Whoa, don't say Shiva. Don't use those words. Yeah. No. At the times of the Gemara, he was eating and sleeping. Then you light the separate. Yeah, that's what we said. That's what Mechaber said. Even after that, if he has another. No. No one discusses the case. The Gemara doesn't discuss the case of Akroy. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I know it's late, but feel free to take off if you have to. Okay, so now what about Matzah Shabbos? So now we're stuck again. We shift everything now to Matzah Shabbos. So where's my kviyas? My kviyas is Shabbos. In other words, let's say we hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Zitei Gavriel, and we're able to get over all these issues. Now Shabbos, I was by my parents, I was by my shver, I was by my brother-in-law.
So
Rav Ezri was very good that if
you
make Mizainus,
that's a problem.
Even
Mizainus,
where you're sleeping. I think Mizainus says that, yeah. You have listen, let me tell you. You do like this, you're okay. You know, it's, again, like I said earlier. It's shrouded in a little bit of a mystery. What the halacha is over there? If you're going to a friend's house,
for Shabbos, it's not family at all. And your whole family can't be here. No one comes to your house.
The best thing is if your whole family is there and you're going to friends, be mishtatef with your friends. That way you have achsanai. Okay, Rabbi Shai, Matzah Shabbos. Let's get to Matzah Shabbos. Okay? Page six, everybody said. I don't know who this is.
This is a good one. Everybody, a lot of people like this. They're home for Shabbos, but they go away by the Shabbos, and they come back. Is that a problem at all?
Very good.
That happens to a lot of people.
We'll get to that. Now, I'm sorry. Page six, just to finish the Indian, I'm sorry. Okay, Mr. Diamond, thank you for we'll finish this out. Page six. Okay, good. Canal Shahalach al Shabbos Chadakal Iracher. So Belayel Halach Lechol B'Makom Echad U'Biyam Makom Acher. Well, Yashem Makom Acher Be'ezem Makom Yadlik. So look at this tshuva. The Avshak Kosef Haramah B'Simat Tafri Shai Nai B'Shesh Shtei Bat Mechal Achil Dach Shei Yad Makom Achila Nira Dahainu Shemakom Achila Hu Kavua Lechol Achilais of Meshach Yom Zeh. Masha'enkin, I'm on six. Okay, near the Yal Makushina Shukavu Yoiser. Okay, that's a result of at Harvard. I don't know who he is. I found it, courtesy of HebrewBooks.org. Okay. If you look a little bit more, the next page, Kala Taira. Interesting.
This takes care of Saturday night?
This takes care of Shabbos. Misha Hail Hetzel Abba Bechamim Liam Echad, Vakashal Lachsel, Beshal Halik, Mayasa Lachas Neres Chanaka, Yalik Mebrachas Hetzel Abba Bechamim, Mashakazim Pesam Chesiamim, Ladavka. I don't know who it is. Again, it's courtesy of HebrewBooks.org.
What's that again?
Same thing. Person that goes to his father or shver liyoyim echad.
Yes.
Bekashal elachsu lebeis lehalik.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't get back. Yeah, no. You go for a Hanukkah party, right? And your wife says to you, let's say you go to your children wherever they live, right? And your wife says, honey, you know, it's too hard for me to go back.
Oh, so you're gonna sleep over that
night. So you're sleeping over.
You're gonna sleep over that night.
Yeah. Sleeping over. So what do you do? Okay, what about Matzah Shabbos? So Matzah Shabbos, it runs the gamut as well. What do you do in Matzah Shabbos? So if you look in the back, we'll have to skip the Shabbos Yitzchak, it's Gavaldi Shtickle.
Are you going to sleep?
So the Chuvas on Haggis is Ramesh Sterbach. He deals with this. Shim Shin Sadek Aleph. Ayrach Shahayim Shabbos V'Chayzel Abesim Yad Lachar Shabbos Efe Yadlik Ner Chanukah. Now, and the question is very morkav because it says Chayzer Lebesim Miyad Lachar Shabbos. He's going right away. So, I'm sorry. What? Oh, so now the Shaila is like this. When's the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is right away after Abdullah, right? But the Chiyuv does go after Tichel Regel Min Ashuk. So here we have a variance of Paiskim also. Some Paiskim held, really Yashim amongst them, that if you hold that you can, if you're going back, in other words, let's say you were able to light, but Rabbi Yashim would hold for sure have somebody else light. But even according to Rabbi Yashim, let's say you were Iker your Kfiyas to your father or your Shver for those 4 or 5 days, but now you're going back. Going back to Yerushalayim from Bnei Brak, let's say, right? You're going to go back home. So he would hold that you have to light, you know, you have to go right away until the Zvan of Shetichel Rego Men Ashuk. We'll see something interesting from Chaya Kievsky. So he writes, Bamarti Loi, the second paragraph, Denira, Lahadik Etzleinu, he should light by us. Denira Shemnitzah called Chafdal Shoyz, Bamokam Yuchel Lachsanya Bechanaka, Chashav Kavu Hashama. Another gather. Right? I don't know where he gets this from. But he says, if you're there 24 hours, that's Kedir Kavua.
Especially to stay for another 2 hours after Shabbos.
V'gam nishar adayin kishatayim achar Shabbos, you'll have a party. V'lagar me'achsanoi shemalik v'mok v'shu sham. V'lay shamanu shedin achsanoi yurak v'kavei achsanoi l'chol yamei chanukah. V'dibre aprichadosh, rak shu oichol sham arayik v'mavur b'dvarav. I believe Rav Meisher Sterbach sheds a good light over here. Because he says, the whole dinner of the Prichadish, and I was medayik this earlier, the Prichadish was talking about a case where what? Where the guy lives in the same city as a Shver, but he's eating, he's moved into Shver's house. There, where he's akroy in his own house, so for the ches yomim he lies by his shver. So that's the truth on August. Let's just finish it up. If you look in the back, Reb Chaim Kievsky, Kufta Zayin, page 11. Shamati b'shem Rav Shlita Shamar Nachaznish Harish Ahoylich b'Shabbos Chanukah Lir Acheres Yalik b'Beisay Matzis Shabbos Loi b'Beis Achsanya Chutz Eichel Sham Shudas Lav Malka V'Lon Sham. So he said that's true. Right? Hayim Yeshach Al Zed true. Now look at the next thing. Shamati b'shem Nachaznish. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So he said he heard the name of the Chazanish.
What was the case?
That the person went away for Shabbos. So now if he wants the light for Matzai Shabbos where he is, so the Shoyl is asking Reb Chaim, I heard that the Chazanish Paskin, that he should stay over till Sunday morning. Sleep there and eat breakfast. Does that mean he has to eat? Let's say he lives in Yerushalayim. He was in Bnei Brak for Shabbos. So Sunday morning, you have to eat breakfast there, right? Right? Let's say the guy is going back with his family. So what does he do? He gets everybody up very early, and they go back, but they eat breakfast in Yerushalayim. Or he eats breakfast in Koil. Right, but he slept over. So he said, "Yitachin sheyesh kpeida." It's yitachin that there's a kpeida. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you should stay. No. Sleeping over alone is not enough. You have to eat something. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, right, exactly. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. You should wait a half an hour. There's Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this. Rishlai Mizalman says, if you're staying Matzah Shabbos, not a rabbi, if you're going away for Shabbos, you can light where you're going. If you're staying Matzah Shabbos and you're going home, you can light where you were for Shabbos. With a caveat that you should stay for a half an hour.
You should stay at the place where you are for half an hour
because that's the zman, that's the chi of adlock that is for half an hour. Even though you're sleeping somewhere else. Why?
You sleep at home. But who sheet does that
have? Excuse me, what? Rishlai Mizalman. Rishlai Mizalman says that you should stay half an hour because that's the Shir Hadlaka. And since you're Yaitse, the Shir Hadlaka, so that's enough, then you can go home, Tamei Alecha Bracha. You should do it, yeah, wherever you determine that your Chiyav is. Whatever it is, Rabbi Yisai, so Hayyaitse Mikalze. Hayyaitse Mikalze is, I would suggest strongly that you consider that when you're going away for Shabbos, right? Oh, let me answer that question. Good question. So the answer is because he's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you're lighting outside. It's different in America. So I really should have said this at the beginning of this year. Just to be mashal in the Indian, while we light inside, who are we lighting for? For ourselves, right? So that about this, if you get home at 2, let's say a person goes to a chasana.
Right.
And let's say you're making a simcha, you're making a chasana on Hanukkah. Right? I think Rabbi Achler is making a Hanukkah. Is it going to be a Hanukkah? Oh, it's right before Hanukkah. So, but let's say someone's making a chasid Hanukkah. So, you come home from the chasid, you light for you, right? At L'chol Pachas, you have you. So, Rabbi said, going away for Shabbos is not pashut, especially Rav Shmuel is Mechadish. Most Pais can hold that it's okay. Speak to the Rav said he never goes away, so
he doesn't
go away. His kids come to him, right? So, it could be also like Rav Shmuel said, because that's basal, right? That's, that's where they are.
It's more than
and I would posit, like I said earlier, that when you're going to a brother-in-law, a sister-in-law, a karev, that's also based on. In other words, that might be also that they welcome you in, they bring you in, right? Get along with them. So that would be something where's a kviyah. Shkoyach, everybody.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.